Good morning. Read from the prophet Daniel, chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me, and he said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Hallelujah. Jesus lives. The Lord had revealed to Daniel an actual countdown. 483 years until Messiah the Prince appears to die for our sins, to arise for our justification. And yet, Daniel had been mourning for the last 3 whole weeks. Why? Well, a few years before this, Daniel had been mourning because God had foretold that the Jews would be in captivity for 70 years and then Cyrus would set them free. And yet those 70 years were virtually ended and there was no Cyrus on the scene. But suddenly, Cyrus swept down out of the mountains, conquered Babylon, and did exactly what the Lord had foretold, telling the Jews, go home, rebuild your temple and your city. So, why was Daniel mourning? Because now, 2 years later, the news report from Jerusalem was that though the Lord had rent open the heavens to fulfill His promises, the people were more concerned about building nicely paneled homes for themselves than about building the Lord's temple and kingdom. They were more concerned about enjoying worldly pleasures than Christ's treasures. What about us? Daniel was also mourning because the Lord had revealed to him that there would be troubles overflowing the Jewish people in the coming years of the Greek and Roman empires. For example, Antiochus Epiphanes would with deceit and rage seek to destroy the Jewish people in faith. He would thus, verse 28, fight against the Lord's covenant. Verse 31, take away the daily sacrifices and put in its place the abomination of desolation. He not only brought his armies right into the Lord's temple, he also sacrificed a sow on the Lord's altar, spread its blood over everything, and forced the Jews to either drink its broth or die. Yes. Abominations and desolations. Daniel, verse 11, trembled with fear. Verse 16, sorrows overwhelmed him. How often do earthly sorrows overwhelm our hallelujahs? You know, our future has also been foretold. Sickness, death, wars, disasters. That's not the kind of news to make us want to sing out, Hallelujah, Jesus lives! And yet it's in the midst of such tribulations that Daniel is greeted in our text, O man, greatly beloved, peace be to you. Peace? How can life facing such terrors be described as peace. This greeting is sent to Daniel by a man whom he's seen in verses 5 and 6, clothed in linen, with a breastplate of pure gold. His face is the brilliance of lightning flashing. His feet are polished brass. His eyes are a penetrating fire. And his word, the sound of a multitude. With those fiery eyes penetrating into our hearts, into the deepest pods of our memory, and writing down every thought, every motive, every misdeed, we recognize he can only justly declare of each one of us, condemned sinner. Must we not, with Daniel, fall on our knees confessing, I have sinned. I deserve that those brass feet squash me like a bug. And yet, you and I have met this man in other places. For example, in Revelation 1, he's given this same description, where he also says this, I am he who lives and was dead, and am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and death. Yes, this is our risen Jesus who is speaking here. And he's saying to you, yes, in the midst of the tribulations of this world, he's saying to you, as he said to Daniel, you are greatly beloved. Fear not. My peace I give to you. In the midst of this world of tribulations, there is only one thing we can rely on, only one comfort. Your sins are forgiven. Everlasting life is yours. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus lives. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 188, stanzas 1 and 3. 188, 1 and 3.